Congress is back in session on this Monday, and students heading to college are hoping that they will fix a recent rise in student loan rates. On July 1st, the interest rates on federally subsidized Stafford loans doubled from 3.4% to 6.8% because of the budget sequester. Congress failed to reach a last-minute deal to avert that increase before leaving on the July 4th recess. And for more on how this is affecting students and what the chances are for this changing when lawmakers deal with it, we've brought in Matthew Chingos. He's a fellow at the Brookings Institution's Brown Center on Education Policy. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So give me a sense of who is really being affected by this. Who's feeling the impact?
So this will affect current college students taking out new federally subsidized Stafford loans after July 1st of this year. This won't affect people's existing loans. It'll only affect new loans.
And is there a dollar amount? I mean, if I'm a student and taking out a loan or, you know, today, tomorrow, before a change goes into place, what am I actually feeling?
So if you want to look at the difference between the 3.4% rate and the 6.8% rate for someone taking out the maximum loan, sort of typical borrowing over a four-year period, you're looking at a difference of about $30 a month. So it's not nothing, but it's not as big as this doubling language makes it sound out to be.
So we're talking about $30 a month. You graduate from college. You have one of these loans. You're just trying to start out and find a job. I mean, that's some extra money that you have to pay out.
Sure. On one hand, it's some extra money. On the other hand, there's a program in place called income-based repayment that affects new borrowers these days. And it means you don't have to pay more than 15% of your income into your student loan payments. So there are protections for borrowers.
And if people are interested in those protections, is there anything they have to do ahead of time, or they can get those protections once they graduate and have to start repaying?
No, they just have to know about it, and they have to find out how to sign up for it. But there's nothing they have to do right now.
So can you remind us what stopped Congress from striking some kind of deal to avert this increase before the July 1st deadline? Because both parties seem to be talking about it like they were heading in that direction.
Right. More than any other issue in Washington these days, there was pretty wide bipartisan agreement that we should get Congress out of the business of setting loans at any rate, whether it be 3.4 or 6.8%, and instead just pass a law, tie these interest rates to market rates. So as the market rates move, so will the student loan interest rates. And the president wanted to do that. Republicans in the House of Representatives wanted to do that. Republicans and some Democrats in the Senate wanted to do that. But the Democratic leadership in the Senate did not want to do that, so they obstructed any sort of compromise.
And what was the argument from the Democratic leadership in the Senate for not wanting to do this?
Well, what they said is if you have a market-based bill, the rates will rise over time. So 5-10 years from now, you might end up with rates that are higher than 6.8%. But I think that's fine because you have to remember 6.8% was a great victory for students when it was passed because that was a time of much higher market interest rates. So when you let Congress set the rate and then the market moves around that rate, the market rate and the student loan rate set by Congress get completely out of whack, and then people say the government's making money off of students or the government is giving too good of a deal to students. So tying it to the market rate fixes that problem.
And many people want to do that, but not the Democratic leadership in the Senate, as of now.
Exactly.
So Congress promised to come back this week and potentially deal with this issue. Any chance that Senate Democrats will sort of back off and there might be some kind of agreement? Or are they going to persuade other lawmakers to fix it to, a market rate, as they've argued?
It's hard to say. Senate Democrats, what they say they want to do now is kick the can down the road one more year. They want to do exactly what they did last year, which was postpone this. And politically, maybe that's good for them. If they think this is an issue they can use to beat up on Republicans, maybe they want it to come back next year during the 2014 midterm elections. But I think the difference between last year and this year is last year, presidential campaign season, no serious policymaking gets done. You didn't have all these great market-based ideas on the table. Now you have this opportunity where there's bipartisan agreement. There's a bunch of proposals from the different parties that are pretty close together. So I think it'd be a real shame if this opportunity were passed up.
Matthew Chingos is a fellow at the Brookings Institution's Brown Center on Education Policy. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to this program on your public radio member station. If you're on social media, you can also find us on the Morning Edition Facebook page. And we're on Twitter at NPR Green and at Morning Edition.